it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think most Americans, Lee, have had a really shocking week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think the roughly 52% of us that are right, center right, understood the hate and the bloodlust that the left has for us and how very mainstream that it is. There's hints of it. Again, like the Rutgers study, going back and looking at that, 25% of people who identify themselves as very liberal believe that violence can be justified, while 17% of people who identify themselves as just liberal believe that violence can sometimes be justified, for a total, by the way, of 35%. That's a scary number. By the way, it's 6% among conservatives. That number is still too high, but it's not even remotely comparable. In fact, 88% of conservatives say violence is never justified compared to just 55% of liberals. So you see the problem there and how widespread this is. And there's, and just seeing the number of people, I mean, they are up to 60,000 people on this website we've been tracking, where people can go and report comments on X and on social media, people who are cheering the Charlie Kirk assassination and just put them on file so that, you know, employers will be able to reference them. There are over 60,000 of those now. That's terrifying. And when you see things like this, and I just want to play this again because this is so powerful. This went viral. It's been out there since the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift announcement. This is clearly, obviously, a liberal mom. She's got two girls. One is about 7 years old, and the other one looks 10 or 11. And she tells them, I've got the best news. And the reason is because she's telling them, hey, Taylor Swift got engaged to Travis Kelce. They're obviously huge Taylor Smith fans. But listen to what her daughters thought her good news was going to be. This is just the first thing off the top of their head.
I have the best news ever.
What? Donald Trump died?
Second best news.
The president died?
Okay, third best news.
That Elon Musk died?
Okay, no. Nobody died. My best friend's getting married.
Which one is it?
Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged!
Again, if you're wondering where the 25% of very liberal people who say violence is justified, where that comes from, that's where. If you're wondering, you know, with the other, you know, poll that we just had about campus violence, 55% of Gen Z says no, violence is never justified. But the other 45% on campus says, well, sometimes, yes, if I hear things I don't agree with, violence is justified. Where's it coming from? You just heard it. This comes from inside liberal homes, Lee.
No.
This is how they think. And we've got to begin to recognize the threat that we are under. And I want to play this from J.D. Vance, this anecdote. Because this shows, this is not a couple of, you know, maybe mentally ill black bloc Antifa types out there. And there's not really a lot of them. This is a widespread phenomenon. They would hurt us and cheer if they could. A large swath of the left-leaning public.
So when you see someone celebrating Charlie's murder, call them out. In hell, call their employer. We don't believe in political violence, but we do believe in civility.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. It's this one.
My wife and I decided to take our kids to Disneyland one weekend. We had fun, and to be clear, most of the guests said very nice things, or they just left us alone. But there was a loud and very cool minority that would shout at my children, who were 8, 5, and 3, whenever they got the opportunity. You should disown your dad, you little s***. One middle-aged woman yelled at my 5-year-old. Tell the Secret Service to protect the Constitution, not your father, screamed another. Are these women violent? Probably not. Are they deranged? Certainly. And while our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left. After Charlie died, one of his friends and one of our senior White House staffers had left-leaning operatives in his neighborhood passing out leaflets telling people what he looked like and where he lived, encouraging neighbors to harass him or, God forbid, to do worse. While he was mourning his dead friend, he and his wife had to worry about the political terrorists drawing a big target on the home he shares with his young children.
Overnight, members of the Arlington County Democrat leadership located Stephen Miller and his wife's home. They've got three little kids as well. Went out there with chalk and drew like shapes of dead bodies, you know, like the chalk they'll chalk mm-hmm. around murder bodies and like murder scenes, and put that Stephen Miller lives here. Let's go to Texas. Over 100 teachers in Texas will now have their teacher certification suspended and become ineligible to teach at Texas public schools after they endorsed Charlie Kirk's assassination or incited more violence, according to Governor Greg Abbott. 100 teachers. And those are just the ones who are open about it, not the ones you just heard that mom, whose kids think the first thing out of their mouth is Donald Trump is dead. That must be your good news. I don't think we realize on our side fully understand how bad this is and how bad it has gotten and how much they believe the propaganda of their media.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's a large part of the problem.
Yeah. There's nothing like that on our side. That's not a thing. We didn't realize that he'd gotten that bad. And there's no way that, and J.D. Vance is right, you cannot have unity with this. You cannot have a conversation with this. You have to defeat it. There's no other option for us. Because if they get power again and you see what direction they're going here, this is terrifying, but I want to be positive too. You should see this video up on my website. After the Turning Point USA Charlie Kirk vigil, and this is what's so crazy about this. This is University of San Antonio. There's a table where you can sign up if you want to volunteer, be part of TPUSA, that sort of thing. You should see the size of the mob around the table. It is the line around it 30 thick, waiting to sign up. It's unbelievable. What this has wrought in the positive way. And I think people are really waking up. But when you look overnight, again, we have California passing that law trying to unmask ICE agents after Antifa has already successfully killed one this year. They killed an ICE agent in January. So it's a very real threat. Assistant AG Harmeet Dhillon has now confirmed that new California Democrat law banning face coverings for federal law enforcement. She says they're going to keep wearing the face coverings. They claim they're not covered, that it doesn't cover them. It's not constitutional.
So federal agents that are doing their job, they should be subject to the liberal progressives doxing as they want to do. But any of these teachers or Democrats that want to talk about we should have more assassinations like that of Charlie Kirk and others, those should be protected.
Right.
That's the hypocrisy you're looking at here.
Yeah, absolutely. Those should be protected. Well, they think they're fighting Nazis, Lee. They think they're in the middle of a Nazi revolution. That's why this makes sense to them. That's a level of brainwashed that they are.
And the American media has participated in that. Much of the American media has participated in that, that opinion and that attitude and that narrative.
Oh, yeah. And I think they do it with full awareness that a significant portion of their base is self-admittedly mentally ill, including just over 50% of the women and over 30% of the men say, yes, I've had a mental health diagnosis. That's what they told Gallup. Those are just the ones who admitted it on the left. So they know who they're winding up when they do this. They are pushing the buttons of people on the edge, hoping to get the violence they feel they so richly deserve. And we've got to confront this. And the first step in confronting this is sending the message to Clemson and now Coastal Carolina, where an employee apparently wants Nancy Mace gone. And not in a good way, not in a legal way. We need to send the message to we're going to have to knock down this culture on universities, because they are trying to set the norm that free speech protections include murder and exhortation to murder and incitement of murder. And we can have a real genuine debate over who should be murdered. No, that's what, you know what that led to? That led to 100 million dead in the last century. Charlie Kirk's only the latest.
This is the promotion of a lynch mob mentality.
Yes, it is. And think about this for a minute. I was thinking about this. For the Democrats who did $2 billion, with a B, billion dollars, according to the insurance industry, of damage during the summer of love, that was the height of their popularity. It led to Joe Biden winning office in their minds. So they're trying to get back to there. In their minds, they're justified. We've let them do it before. They were the most popular when they were violent, and they're trying to get back there.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.